keep it short. That's the motto of the 2nd Annual Vancouver Short Film Festival. The festival is now accepting entries, so get your camera rolling and submit those films. Last year, 32 short films were screened from around the world, and $20,000 in prizes were awarded to BC filmmakers. Submissions must be under 15 minutes in length. The deadline for submissions is August 1st. Films will be screened at the Van City Theatre in October of this year. To view entry rules and apply online, please visit vsff.com.
Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. My name is Tyler Fedchuk. I'm here with Chad Buckles today.
Hi, everyone.
I think Chad's mic was... No, you're number two. Yeah, you got it. If you want to talk, you got it. If you feel like talking.
Into the microphone.
You got to speak into the mic if you feel like that's something you want to do.
Sure.
Okay, sorry we're starting a bit late today. We decided to ride our bikes here on a kind of late notice.
We did make good time.
We got out here in 45 minutes from East Van to UBC, which is that's about how long it takes to drive here. So.
I'm sweating.
Cam is off today. He's got to drive who made who to the airport and whatnot, so he's not going to make it into the show. Thank you to everybody who came to the who made who show last night.
Great show.
That band is really, really good.
Amazing.
Yeah. Too bad for anybody who didn't. hope you enjoyed your $3 beers somewhere else. What's going to happen on the show today? Okay, we're going to play a game on the Twitter. We'll get to that in about 10 minutes or so, where we're going to give away five, plus four, to the Ice Cream Social Rock and Roll Club thing tonight at the Biltmore, where we have us Ice Cream Social dudes playing 50s and 60s, just rock and roll, and Juvenile Hall is going to be playing live, and they're really awesome.
Wow.
Major babe fest there. Okay, sorry if anybody's listening. Hope you enjoyed that dead air before the program, too. But yeah, so we're going to do a beach-themed Twitter game as soon as we get our stuff sorted out here on the show. It's going to be a lot of more indie kind of rock-oriented stuff today, maybe. I don't know. Less disco-oriented stuff and more guitar-based stuff. But not yet. Not yet. We're going to start with some cello-based stuff. From CEO, which is Eric Berglund from the Tough Alliance.
Good friend of ours.
Yeah, great great dude. Hopefully he comes back to Vancouver again this summer and hangs out again. Seriously, that guy's rad. This is the first track off of the new CEO album, White Magic. It's called All Around on Radio Zero. Ooh, yeah, make sure we have that that mixer turned on. Okay, there we go. This is All Around by CEO on Radio Zero.
Thank you. We'll be right back. CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support the Vancouver Pride Society in the 2010 Pride season. With great events leading up to Pride, including Gay Day at Playland July 17th, Picnic in the Park July 24th, and the Friday Night Dance Party on Davie Street to kick off Pride weekend. The Pride Parade starts at 12 p.m. on Sunday, August 1st, and the party continues until 5 p.m. at the Pride Festival at Sunset Beach. Join us for an incredible celebration of culture and diversity. For more information and event listings, visit vancouverpride.ca.
Hello, you're listening to Radio Zero on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. Yeah, I was made for FM radio.
That was good.
I was designed. The last song we just heard there was Parallels Out of Toronto with Find the Fire. I haven't played those guys in a little while, so I figured it was time to slip them back into the show. Before that was a new song from Chick Chick Chick.
AMFM.
Yeah, AMFM off of their album Strange Weather, Isn't It? Out on Warp Records. Warp Records, Vancouver connection with Warp Records, Cam Reed, Babe Rainbow. There we go.
There you go.
Vancouver connection. I think Nardwar would appreciate... Nah, he wouldn't. That's not that good. He's better at these connections than I am.
He's the man for those
connections. He's the man for the connections.
Cam Reed is in Calgary right now, I guess?
Cam Reed is in Calgary. We would normally at this time be playing a What Is Cam Reed Doing game to win tickets to something.
Yeah.
But since Cam Reed is not in town, well, we just can't prove anything. We can't prove what he's doing or what he isn't doing. I had an idea what he's going to be doing.
I've got a vague idea of what he might be doing right now.
I've got an idea of what he's going to do in a little while. He's
probably drinking.
You think he's drinking? No, he's got a very important show this evening.
I'd be drinking.
Yeah, well, you're miserable. okay, before Chick Chick Chick, we heard Thieves Like Us with Shyness. And we began the show off with the opening track off of the new CEO record. The track was All Around. And
and some Crystal Castles before that.
Oh, yeah. Well, the album is called White Magic by CEO. And well, you showed up late to the show, and there was nothing on the air, so I just grabbed the first CD that I reached for out of the playlists, the CD playlist library, and happened to be the Crystal Castles record. So we heard the first two songs off of that, which was, Fainting Spells and Celestica. There you go. The Canadian Connection Show. Speaking of Canadian stuff,
yeah.
We've got a tune by Teen Days I'm going to play now. I'm going to play a brand new song from Teen Days in about 5 minutes or sometime after this song. And then... You know what? No, let's do... Wait. During this song, I'm going to put up the Beach Culture or the Beach King, whatever. We're going to play a Twitter game where we're going to... Chad started the thing this morning of beach commanders of some kind.
Yeah.
Based off of the King of the Beach, the new Waves record.
My favorite's Tsar of the Sandbar.
Tsar of the Sandbar. That's that's a good one. Yeah. So... We're going to put all of the ones that have been added so far up on Twitter, and then whoever can come up with the best one of these wins the five, like them plus four, tonight to the Ice Cream Social at the Biltmore party.
Now, to be honest, I think I already came up with four of the best possible, but...
Well, you're already coming. You can't win.
Yeah.
We want people to contribute to this list of...
Yeah, I mean, you know, one-up me is what I'm trying to say.
Sure, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, there, guy. You think your head might fit through this door on the way out? Are you gonna be stuck in this booth?
I got in. I might not get back.
I think you're gonna be. Chad might have locked himself into the booth today with his own head. Anyway, so let's play this this Teen Days cover of a Washed Out song. We've cleared this up, by the way. The Mr. Days.
Yeah. Who is this guy?
Teen Days. Mr. Days, anyways, messaged us over the Twitter and cleared things up that it's actually a cover, not a remix, as it has been listed in the ID3 tag that was on the Pitchfork. Anyways, I think Pitchfork called it a cover, but then the ID3 tags on the MP3 called it a remix. It's a cover of Washed Out. This is New Theory. by Teen Days on Radio Zero. That was Teen Days with New Theory, and that was a cover of a Washed Out song. And coming up next, we're going to play a brand new one from Mr. Days himself. This is coming out off of his album, which is going to be released July 22nd, I believe, is the date. Mr. Days, if you're listening, if that's not the right date, please let me know. I think it's July 22nd is coming out. This song is called Our Parents, and I think it's the worldwide debut. And yes, our Twitter beach game is up. Check out twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio. Add to our list. Best one wins 5 passes to the Ice Cream Social tonight, which will be a sweet shredding time. And that's actually a pretty good deal, I think.
I think that's a good deal.
It's a sweet deal. All you have to do is make up stupid beach titles.
Stupid?
Stupid beach titles! Like Sultan of the... or Tsar of the Sandbar?
Tsar of the Sandbar.
Okay. All right. This is Teen Days, Our Parents, on Radio Zero. Thank you. there you have it. The worldwide premiere of Teen Days is Our Parents, courtesy of Mr. Days himself.
It's a good song, Mr. Days.
And yes, confirmed. The album is coming out digitally on July 22nd and coming out on vinyl on August 10th. So everybody get pumped for that. Some local good electronic music, finally.
Yeah.
Strange.
Yeah.
Weird. Right on. Okay, let's just keep rolling on things here. I didn't tell the bird story.
I want to tell the bird story.
Okay, all right. So there's going to be some swearing coming up here.
We can say crap, I guess, instead of...
That doesn't have the same...
Okay.
The same punch. So we're cycling out to UBC today. And from East Van, I'll just point that out, which is quite a long ride. And around Pacific and Richards, I think, yeah, that's right about where it happened, where it all went down. I just passed some guy on a fixed gear, or me and Chad had just gone past some guy on a fixed gear, and we're cruising up a hill there, and we thought that was pretty sweet. And then I got shit on by probably a pterodactyl or something like that. It was an insane. It was a
cluster bomb.
I had bird shit on my right hand, on the back of my right hand, on the back of my left hand, on my forehead, and on my back. So I basically got crucifixed.
Crucified. I finally figured my mic out here too. By the way,
there you go. Yeah, now Chad can finally.
It was facing the wrong way.
Can finally join in the chant here.
Now I was right behind him, and I saw the whole thing, and it was a cluster bomb. It must have hit leaves and scattered everywhere. Either that, or four birds shot on you at once.
Yeah, it was so much of it too. It was insane how much of it there was.
Now the funny part about this is too is it's 2 days in a row when I've been almost hit by bird shit.
Someone else has taken the heat.
So if it's good luck to get crapped on by a bird, and I keep getting missed, that would explain my own personal. I feel like it's a metaphor for my own life right now, not getting hit.
Missing the shit.
Yeah, no luck.
No luck. It's too bad. I feel a lot better now that I got about a gallon of bird shit dropped on me.
It was brutal.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty positive about the whole weekend. Things can only go up from here. Let's play another one off the CEO album, because the first one was kind of an instrumental. Let's play the title track, White Magic, on Radio Zero.
Ah!
Eric Berglund is an optimistic dude. That is, makes the most, like, brightest music. That was CEO with White Magic, the title track off of the new CEO album, which is Eric from Tough Alliance's new solo project. And it sounds pretty similar to Tough Alliance, I guess. Same dude.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing.
Yes.
Because it is awesome.
I got no problems with that.
I have zero. I have only good things to say about it. So we've got a bit of people playing the beach game here on the Twitter. Remember, think of titles of beach things. A beach-based title. What would you call this? A rank?
Well, yeah.
We're almost ranking these people, but it's...
Well, yeah. I mean, I feel like we might have to go to lower level rankings maybe than king. You know, you might have to go to prince of the something or...
Yeah.
Duke. Yeah. Duke's a good one. Duke of the what?
I don't know. Duke of the Driftwood? Yeah, so stuff like that.
I'm Duke of the Driftwood right now.
You're Driftwood Duke.
Driftwood Duke.
I'm
shaking. We haven't eaten yet.
Oh, we got to get some pizza.
We haven't eaten yet, and we partied pretty good last night.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so beach music. And why this whole thing started is because of Waves, the new Waves album, King of the Beach, kind of poking fun at indie rock's penchant for... beach obsession. I don't know what this is. Like, people are just freaking out over the beach. In 2010, and it's the worst weather ever for the beach in Vancouver. Anyways.
Vancouver, yeah, we're not getting.
Yeah, we've really there. It's blowing it. It's really nice today. So after this, I'm gonna go to the beach in my tight black jeans, because I didn't bring any shorts with me. I don't care. I'm gonna hang out there and stuff my pockets full of sand.
Come to the beach and watch Tyler. He'll get into his underwear.
Oh, I don't think so. That's unlikely.
I will.
Maybe, what kind of gosh do I have on today? I got jockeys on, I can do that.
Okay.
All right.
I'm looking forward.
This is King of the Beach by Waves on Radio Zero. Guys, that's King of the Beach.
Yeehaw.
And this is All Things Come to Pass.
Fast,
All right. You are listening to Radio Zero on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. This, because it's 2010 and it's sunny out, this is the beach show, the beach edition.
That's a nice little girl group beach set there.
We're gonna keep it rolling right along here.
Let's do this.
So the last thing we heard there was Unknown Mortal Orchestra. I believe they're from Portland. That was Funny Friends, spelled FFUNNYFRENDS. Before that was the Dum Dum Girls with Bang Bang, I'm a Burnout. Best Coast, before that, When I'm With You. The Babies, before that, All Things Come to Pass. And before that was Waves, King of the Beach, but I think we mentioned that one already. And this is where it's going. I don't know. I wish I had more titles here. We've got a couple on the Twitter here. We've got Vis Viscount of the Bikini Count.
Yes.
So okay. That's a good one. Thank you to Strange Spells, Ray-Ban Honeyland. I think Sleepy Tapes might be at the Indie Rock section of Third Beach right now.
Yeah.
That might be the name of the new name, the new
title.
See,
but he didn't, there's no title there. There's Ray-Ban.
It's a zone.
That's a zone.
It's a zone where titles can be measured.
Okay.
So anyways, keep it coming to the Twitter, twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio. Just at us beach titles or whatever, Beach Culture 2010, man. Or just make up something and then what do you call that when you put the number sign in front of it?
I don't know.
Categorizing or something. Anyways, keeping up with the ocean, this is Rock in the Sea. Rock in the Sea by Shocking Blue from 1972 on Radio Zero. Wait, what's going on here?
Play it.
I'm trying to.
Play it.
There we go. Okay, one more time. Shocking Blue, Rock in the Sea.
I was a bird in the sky.
All right. That was Tame Impala with Runway Houses City Clouds from their album Inner Speaker. And this is Radio Zero. Before that, what do we play here? Oh, yeah. Shocking Blue, Rock in the Sea from way back in 1972. And what a tune that
what
is.
What a tune.
Man, people, take note. How to make a righteous tune.
Can we play it again?
Yeah, maybe we should play that one again.
Yeah, we'll do it again.
On the way there, on the way to, repeating... Swiss? Are they from Switzerland, Shocking Blue? Or they're from somewhere in Scandinavia, which is insane that they're that good at English music or whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. Swedish people are always better than we are at everything.
Yeah.
Right, let's... Oh, man, hold on, I almost blew it there. Totally almost blew it. Let's play some more local tunes here. This is the locals only show today. Let's hear a song by Twin Crystals that you'll never hear them play live for some reason. This is crazy. This is Children by Twin Crystals on Radio Zero.
We'll be right back.
Sorry, that was local superheroes, Twin Crystals, Jesse Jeremiah. Oh, who plays drums in that band, Mike? I can't remember who plays drums. Anyways, Jesse Taylor, nice work on that one, buddy. Twin Crystals with the song Children, the first song off of their new-ish self-titled LP, available on vinyl. Go to Scratch or Zulu or probably Zoo Shop, Red Cat, anywhere, and definitely pick that record up. It shreds super hard. one more punk song. We're going to play a song by the Dicks, Old Austin. Austin, Texas, I think. Somewhere in Texas these guys are from. Circa 1980. The singer is a fat tranny. It's hilarious. This is Hate the Police by the Dicks. That's the Dicks, Hate the Police, off of their 7-inch. Played that because I'm going to go to the beach after this, and I'm going to smoke. And I'm going to try and avoid getting fined or arrested.
Oh, God, that's just the stupidest.
I love it. Stupidest. I love you, Vancouver.
You can smoke weed on the steps of City Hall, but you can't smoke a cigarette on the beach.
Or in any park.
God.
Yeah, you can smoke weed at City Hall, but you can't smoke a smoke. Man, people with babies piss me off. keep that kid locked up in a room or toughen him up, for Christ's sake.
Yes, please.
Like, we're going to have a generation of wimps.
Yeah.
We're going to have the wimpiest generation of all time coming up.
Yeah.
No muscle cars, no smoking, no liquor. I mean, you can smoke weed and be passive. Everyone's going to be addicted to weed.
Yeah, well,
that's just going to happen here.
A number of our friends would argue that there's nothing wrong with that.
Ugh, I mean, I don't mind weed, whatever, but, like, come on. I don't like weed culture. I think it's really pathetic.
Okay.
Right, so back to the... anyway, sorry about that. let's smoke weed at the beach later.
In all honesty, though, we're going to be at the beach.
In all honesty, I'm going to be at the beach smoking smokes, chain smoking smokes, and probably eating pizza and spilling it on my shirt.
I need pizza.
Back to the beach. This is Beach Fossils with Daydream. On CIDR. Whoops, hold on here. There we go. On Radio Zero, CIDR.
Thank you. or the New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Nightwatch Show. What's in ya?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
All right, we are coming to the end of the program. We'll have one more song for you, and then the Nard Man will be coming up with an interview with the Horrors, I believe. We just heard Ganglion's Blood on the Sand. We heard Beach Fossils with Daydream before that. And if you haven't guessed, we're doing a Beach Culture 2010 edition of the show today.
Yeah,
just kind of dissolved into that.
Well, some of those songs are from 2009, I think. But
it's about...
Yeah.
It's all about Beach Culture 2010 right now.
Yeah, that's...
It started... This whole thing started in 2009.
Yeah.
And it's really come to a head now.
Yeah.
It's really...
It's reached critical mass.
It's really reaching critical mass. Not the cycling thing.
No. There's other ways.
Those guys...
There's other ways to use that.
There's other ways. Yeah, there's definitely better ways. Never mind.
We're just hating everything right
now. I like bicycles.
Yeah, me too.
I rode my bicycle. Me and Chad rode our bicycles to UBC today from East Van.
We did.
And we didn't block traffic.
I'm still sweaty.
I got in the way of one car by accident. Because I was going up a hill and I didn't feel like stopping. There was just no way I was going to need to get momentum again after going up that 5-kilometer hill. Yeah, we're still playing the Beach Twitter game, so if you can add to our list of Beach titles, you can win yourself 5 passes to the Ice Cream Social tonight, which will be a good deal for you, I think. There's a couple people on the list so far playing so far, so you gotta just have to beat them, or they're going to win, they're going to beat you, and you're going to be paying for it. Great. Okay. Great. This is why you don't shotgun 4 Black Label Supremes when you go to bed.
At 4 a.m. Tyler shotgunning Black Labels. They weren't Supremes, though.
No. Thank God. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to feel my face right now. I drank Black Label Supremes by accident one time because Black Label Supremes and regular Black Labels come in the same exact can.
Yeah.
You have to have a trained eye to spot the difference, and I'd never bought them before. But I figured since my skid friends are always drinking them, there must be something to it. And I started drinking it. I was like, this stuff tastes like syrup. What's wrong with it? The flavor was off-putting to begin with. And then 3 beers in, my face went numb. And I was like, what is wrong with this stuff? And then I noticed I was staring at the can trying to figure out where I'd gone wrong. And I noticed there was a little word that said Supreme on it, and it was 8% malt liquor or something like that, and man, you do not want to be in that position.
We used to drink that stuff like water when we were 19.
Accidentally drinking a 6-pack of Black Label Supreme. love it. Okay, so one more beach song, and this one, strangely enough, has a title that has something to do with Vancouver beach culture, whether or not these surfer bloods know it. Swim to Reach the End is something that we've been doing.
You swim to the end. You go to the water and you just swim to the end. Yeah. And the end is when you don't feel like swimming anymore, basically.
It's usually about 500 feet from the shore, maybe a bit more than that. When you're comfortable being, you're out of the city, you've reached the end. There's like a buoy out there that if you can line yourself up with it, you figure you're a boat at the end.
At the end.
When you're in almost at the boat lane where the drunk speedboat drivers are hooting and hollering, and you know you're in some trouble.
Yeah.
Ow! Anyways, signing off. Nardwar's up next. This is Surfer Blood. Swim to Reach the End on Radio Zero.